Let. If I could run with howling wolves, I'd sing. I'd sing octaves, split firmament above the choir, calling sky and earth and trees and stone as witnesses. Let my voice be of boldness, soundness, loudness, of a cutting kind, in cellos and in music, wept halation, inhalation, sobbing. Let, just let. A broken heart is racing through the night. No prayer can fly higher or burn brighter, or be more invisible. The pores are fast and dark through dark, the breath a panting, in and out, and in the silver daggers, out, the nails torn, panting, panting, don't stop, through the forest, in my chest crestfallen, falling down to wanting, racing, screaming, and the fang act. I can't, I do, I pray, please, come back, come back, come back. The air is crystal clear, my lungs too small. No limitation. Compare me to the heat, the sun, and I am cold. A drifting gray on fields of ink and run. I smear the setting and I swear to be no nuclear infusion and no gold. I let you shiver in my salt. Then juxtapose me to the moon, and I am light. To clash upon white crust, on stone to kiss it, mirror, snow-white's circle framed by cosmos hair, creator, and I burn. 1,000 times forever, sparkly cruel jewels fuel. Place me side by side. To mountains reaching high, where nothing grows but grows while up you climb, and I will flow unstable gravel to my widely open landscapes, blurry, and the sea of curry cornheads flows, elapses, and expands in rows of waves to the horizon. In my head, it all makes sense. As I am grain of sand beneath a shell of ivory, a blushing girl in cherry bloom, an old man sitting at a station with a bottle full of alcohol. Compare me to the world, and I will take you both your hands, your face, your mind, and pull you to another land. I have no limitation. I am an idea and born out of imagination. Good night. The blackbirds almost tapped the trees. A sky of flames slips from a fierce to calm. In color blend, an ocean's teal. On boughs, a bleakness sits. A little round, a little soft. And peeps into the window of a small squat home. In chalk and cherry, gardens thrown, the curtains wiggle, tickle on the sill. A dog asleep. A cat still licking feet. Inside, the night has crawled under the blankets. Planks creak secretly. There is a waiting for a something while the door does not move, though the air begets to come close, peeps through cracks, a breeze of freshness. Long exhale. The forest now awakens and a rough hand rests, relaxed on clean sheets, gives. Such. This is a beat by drip drops of a water tap. The battle songs of great and blue tits, the protective earfuls bout their territories, sex and food. The misfits listen to and think there's more to life than, but such unloved, undead bodies sit on it in morning hours, no job, no sense, no, they know they're here to. Do they? Being, eating, reproduction, function. Why do they think there is more to? 'Cause they're misfits. This is still a song, with water drumming in the sink. And it remains disturbance and disturbing and a question. Why are we here? And are we living? No explanation. No explanation for my love. I love. Your doubt can't fade it, fray it, wipe it out. My love is independent, has no logical conclusion. This is silence. And my finger on your lips. I give you proof by writing, letting you eternally slip on my page. You are inside this book. I write about the garden you have planted with your earthly hands, reviving me. Don't pay the ferryman. Answers are not given. There are none to give. And wouldn't it be much too simple saying, this is it, now imitate and do it? And the ferryman said, there's trouble ahead, points to the ground. The answers are of no worth unless found on paths right through the quicksand, on my own. There is no simple and no one. There's theirs, there's yours. My shoes are tight. My steps are of a tired circus clown. And on the right, a ballerina. On the left, a giant, more and in a long, long line. I walk, get stuck. A heavy longing for the other side. A thirst, a hoarse and bitter thirst. And each by being, doing what we can. The covered by the dirt know they'll be proud. The rain is falling. Friends. Friends surprise me with their thoughtful, caring acts of kindness, saying, 'Tis what friends are for. 'Cause friends work hard, emotionally, deeply struggling through the depth of their humanity, acknowledging they might now differ in opinions, though in synchronicity so often listen, willing to grow more by growing understanding. 'Tis what friends are for. Friends care about each other's heart well-being and respect each other's limitations, humanity, and boundaries. And even when at loss, they simply stay. They use their hands to hold their aching souls and wait, and let it rest and ease by presence. 'Tis what friends are for. Friends might feel the pain of separation or of disappointment deeply, for they care. Whereas love so ardent is a bleeding heart, and then they breathe and breathe to gain perspective, no rash slashings, to be able to voice without condemnation, eager to see good intentions, and as sorry as an entry, and to say it too, wholeheartedly. 'Tis what friends are for. Friends, no balance happens over time, by ultimately to be able to rely on the amazing, unique other. Friends know they are gardeners, groundkeepers, and creators, as well as receivers. Friendship can be light as feathers and a rocky climb. Still, 'tis what friends are for.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.